Dolly Lewis, from A Brief History of the Western World, by Gavin Lewis. Russia, a time of troubles. In Russia itself, Boris Yeltsin, the victor over both the communist conservatives and the communist reformers in 1991, promised as president to turn Russia almost overnight into a modern capitalist democracy. Yeltsin was the third Russian ruler, the first two being Peter the Great and Stalin, to seek equality of wealth and power with the West through a program of breakneck westernization. He was far less successful than either of the other two. Yeltsin presided over almost a decade of Russian national misfortune and humiliation. True, there seemed to be general acceptance, even within the still powerful Communist Party, that traditional communism was dead and would never be resurrected, and a rough-and-tumble version of democratic politics seemed to have won legitimacy. But in the 10 years after the end of the Soviet Union, most Russians sank into poverty and squalor far worse than those of communism. Privatization led not to the modernization of industry and the economy, but to the plundering of the country's assets by wealthy tycoons and gangsters, the spreading of the Far Eastern financial crisis to Russia in 1998, and an IMF loan to prevent bankruptcy. Instead of growing, the economy's production of goods and services declined to 2/3 that of flourishing China. In international affairs, Russia fell far from its former status as a superpower and lost much of its influence even in countries just outside its borders. The newly independent Baltic republics made their way into NATO, and U.S. oil companies took over oil fields in Central Asia. The Russian government could not collect taxes, the armed forces were in decay, and the space program, once the pride of the Soviet Union, was kept going only by U.S. subsidies.